Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's talk to Graham Zusi from Sporting Kansas City, please. Good morning, Graham. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. How are you?
Okay, so you're great. I'm great. Nate is not. And so what we need to do...
Uh-oh.
Well, and I hate to put this on
I'm
you.
I'm emotionally on it.
I hate to put this on you because you got other things to worry about. But you need to talk to him and settle him down. First of all, he's all wrapped up in this, in World Cup qualifying starting tonight for the United States. So he's a bundle of nerves. So much, Graham, that a fantasy football league that he's been in for over 20 years with his college buddies, he forgot about the draft last night. He's been in this damn league for 20 years, Graham, and he forgot. And so then auto pick took control, and now this guy's got nine running backs on his roster, Graham.
Oh man,
this guy can run the hell out of the ball, but he doesn't have
more than
he's got a full complement of running backs. That's how wrapped up he is. So what I need you to do is talk to him and tell him to settle down, unless you don't agree, but tell him everything's gonna be okay with the United States qualifying for the World Cup, because the road starts tonight. Please talk some sense into this young man.
Mate.
Right? I can trade you some running backs, by the way, if you need one.
Yeah, do you need a running back, Graham?
That happened to me back when I used to play fantasy football. The exact same thing. I totally forgot. Auto draft happened. I'd like to say that you're going to be good. But I don't think I made the playoffs that year.
Right.
No, I'm not optimistic about that.
The silver lining is I've got some good vibes about the U.S. national team. So okay. That's what you're worried about.
I would
going to be okay.
I would trade a miserable fantasy football league season for a United States berth in the upcoming World Cup. No doubt about it. Because, look, I don't want to relive what happened 4 years ago. But what has happened is that the fact that World Cup qualifying is finally upon us has conjured up all of the emotional wreckage that I buried deep at the ocean floor of my soul.
Wow.
From 4 years ago that I try to just kind of shove down there and not have to deal with. And the reason is because In America, Stephen,
right,
the popularity of the sport that Graham and I love so much is directly tied to the performance of the national team more than it is in other countries. England, for example, they made it to the finals of the Euros this summer. But if they suck as a national team, it doesn't matter. Like, they're selling out every stadium across the English Premier League. The fans there love their clubs more than they even love their national team. In most countries, it's like that. But here, we're still trying to grow the sport in a way, and Americans love the national team if it's doing well. And it gets everybody's attention. You were there. We got them looking out the hallway, Graham. We have a picture of me, Stephen, and Jake on the stage at the Power and Light when you played in the World Cup in Brazil, and the place was packed. And I've never seen the town more fired up about the sport of soccer than that. So, like, it matters so much for us in the sport, and so that hurt. You know, that hurt really bad. And now we're back at it with what I think is maybe the most talented group of players we've ever had, but they're also the most inexperienced that we've ever had. And I'm like you, I guess, well, you tell me, how optimistic should I be? You just said you feel good about it. Why should we feel good? How optimistic should we be about this campaign that's about to start tonight?
Yeah, well, you know, they may be inexperienced in terms of World Cup qualifying, but they're extremely experienced in experience, if that makes any sense.
In big moments, in big games and all that.
For sure. I mean, you just look at this past calendar year, and this group has won can I call them major trophies yet?
I mean,
they've won two trophies.
Yep.
They've won two trophies, which is it says, I think, all you need to know about this group. They know how to play beautiful soccer. They know how to grind out victories where they may be on the back foot for most of the game. I'm not worried about their lack of experience in World Cup qualifying because I've seen so much very good experience in these other moments. Not to mention, a lot of these guys are playing on huge clubs for their club ball. So, I think that's why I'm confident in their abilities to get the job done. And this is not knocking the competition in CONCACAF, because I think you and I both know CONCACAF is harder to qualify for than people may think.
Yes.
Going down to these countries, it's brutal. The weather is rough. The environment is very tough. The pitches are a lot of times not up to maybe the standard we're used to. Just a whole lot of factors that go into it. Not to mention that CONCACAF in itself has, just tenfold, the level of the teams have gone up so much in the past few years as well. So that makes it even more difficult.
So, Graham, you talked about them. They have accomplishments, but they haven't been on this stage. And so, having gone through this, how difficult is it for an inexperienced player to be able to get through this, to play on the road in these hostile environments with so much on the line? How different is it? How different is it going to be compared to what they've already experienced?
Yeah, well, I think that's where the coaching staff, I think it's important for them to convey that message and really have that thought in the back of the players' heads that it's not going to be a pushover or cakewalk no matter where you go. So I think it's definitely on the staff to get that in the players' minds, but also there's, as a player, there's pride on the line. You look back 4 years ago and you see, for lack of a better word, the embarrassment that came with not qualifying. I think a lot of, whether those players were there or not, there's going to be a chip on the shoulder of the U.S. team to, one, not let that happen again, and to, two, just to take care of business where we should.
We're visiting with Graham Zusi, who's been through those trials and tribulations of World Cup qualifying in CONCACAF and all that. There's an old phrase in English soccer, which is, but can you do it on a rainy night in Stoke? Which was, like this, the idea being, okay, yeah, you can look good when the field's pristine and the quality of play out there is great, but what about when it's a muddy, crappy field and you're playing against a bunch of brutes that are just trying to foul you and ugly the game up? Can you still perform? And I think that's kind of like, okay, yeah, can you do it in El Salvador? That's kind of the question for these guys. And so El Salvador is where they play tonight. And then they turn around and they play at home against Canada on Saturday in Nashville. And then they fly back to Honduras, which is down in Central America. I think 5,000 miles worth of travel in a short period of time. I assume you played in El Salvador at some point, Graham. Do you remember? Did you play there? And what are they in for?
Yeah, I did. This was, starting to show my age a little bit now, but I did play down in El Salvador. Feels like a long time ago now, but you don't know what you're going to get. That's part of the difficulty. But you need to be prepared for anything. I mean, you can have a monsoon in the 15th minute, and then it'd be sunny and 95 degrees in the second half. there's so many factors and variables that you just have to be prepared for and know that something maybe a little off is going to happen. But again, El Salvador is a solid team. I think we saw a glimpse of them in the Gold Cup. And I remember watching. I can't remember who they were playing, but they looked dangerous. You know, they were getting forward. They were creating a ton of chances, and that's what you need to expect. You can't go into any of these games thinking it's going to be a stroll in the park, and El Salvador is definitely no different. And you bring up another good point: the travel is—it's insane, right? Mm-hmm. You know, 5,000 miles to play three games in the span of a couple weeks, and maybe even less than that. It's just another factor in these matches. So much about getting the correct rest and recovery in between matches and being ready to battle just a few days later.
We're visiting with Graham Zusi. Okay, meanwhile, you guys have a game on Friday night, tomorrow night as well, in Los Angeles against LAFC. You've already played them a couple of times this season. They're going to be missing a lot of guys for either international duty or they just sold one of their best players to a team in Europe or injury. You guys are missing some guys too, though. Give us just a little preview of this. What do you think some of the keys are? You guys have been really good on the road so far this season. What are your thoughts on this game coming up tomorrow night?
Well, I think you know whether they'll admit it or not, they'll have the last game that we played there in the back of their minds. When we, especially in the first half, just we were all over them. So I fully expect them to come out with a ton of energy and try to kind of kick us early. Well, not physically kick us, but just be on top of us and try to push the game early on. I fully expect them to high press us like crazy and try to get an early goal to set up the match for them. So it's just us being ready for that, and then trying to do the same thing to them. Us be the ones to come out and be on the forefoot and really drive the game again. We've been very good about that, especially on the road this year. And I think that since they'll be so aggressive, it allowed us to play that that quick playing possession that we were good at, playing out of the back. If we break that initial line of pressure, then we should have a decently open field to try to counterattack them. So, fully expect them to come out hot and heavy, and we just need to be ready for that and then respond.
All right, so there should be two good games for soccer fans, and if you want to check out some soccer, tonight on CBS Sports Network, the USA versus El Salvador at 9 o'clock, then tomorrow night, Sporting Kansas City at LAFC at 9 o'clock, right here on Sports Radio 810. So, Graham, thank you so much for the time, man, and good luck in Los Angeles.
Thank you so much, Nate. It's going to be okay, man.
All right.
Right.
It's going to be okay.
Thank you. And if anyone needs a running back, let us know, and they can take care of that, all right? Thank you, Graham.
Yes. I'm just here for everybody else's enjoyment.
You're fully stocked with running backs, so. Jake,
let's start working those phones. I'll help you out. We'll split those.
This is where you can really
commodity.
Make things happen.
You get commodities.
Look at this as an opportunity.
Right.
I offered it up to my group, and the guy asked me if I was looking for a backup kicker.
No.
I don't think that's what I want.
No, you just start throwing out deals. You don't,
right.
You don't post anything.
I got to come to people with deals, right?
You just start throwing them out. Yeah, two for one.
And you know what? And make a strong offer. Make your first offer your best offer. We'll take a break back after this on WHB.